standing by with issue and news talk. It's the Maine News Morning on the LOB Lobster Network.
You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. So I got an interesting text message from Linda. And Linda says, I guess I don't understand. You were really very aggressive and very harsh during the campaign. And when Election Day came, it all ended. And now you're back to being a happy, jolly person. How in the world does that work? Well, I don't know. I'm complex, I guess. I don't know the answer. I know that I was very upset with some folks. And then I was very upset with what was happening nationally. I mentioned earlier this morning, I think her name is Beth Franklin. I'd have to go back and look in the paper. From Cumberland, and she was talking about Donald Trump being dangerous and all this other stuff and his harsh language, portraying his opponent Kamala Harris as being, you know, intellectually deficient. And yet she seemed to have no recognition of the fact that Harris and Biden and all of their cronies were calling him an existential threat to democracy. And, you know, his followers were Nazi-esque and he was Hitler-esque. You know, that kind of language is over the top in politics. And it, with some other things that was going on with me personally, being very disappointed in some people who mistreated people that I truly care about, you know, I didn't forgive them, which is what I always do. You know, forgiveness is a gift not only to the person that you forgive, but the truth of the matter is forgiveness is a gift to yourself. Because when you don't forgive, man, you're harboring it. And I was harboring it. And as I've talked about here several times, not only was I harboring it, but the more enraged I became by it, the more I enjoyed the rage. It was just burning inside of me. And then every other slight that was going on, you know, this campaign was about as ugly as it's ever been in American history. And this imagery of one side. And I heard Whoopi Goldberg the other day, and it was just so funny to me. She was on Charlemagne the God, the guy that's his moniker, was on The View with those women. And Whoopi, he was saying that he was really disappointed in Joe Biden, that Joe Biden had lied to the American people about pardoning his son. And Whoopi said, wait a minute, I got to stop you there. And she said, you know, I don't think that's what happened at all. I think he was seeing all this stuff that was going on, and he had just had it, and he decided to pardon his son, you know, if everybody else could get away with stuff. And she said, you know, Democrats always do the right thing. Joe Biden has always done the right thing, and I think he just got tired of being the guy that was always expected to do the right thing. And I actually listened to the whole clip, and that was a paraphrase of it all, but if you go and look, those words are there. And I just thought to myself, wow. You're either paid to say those words or you're such an disingenuous person that you believe those words. I mean, when has Joe Biden done the right thing? And when did Democrats become virtuous? I mean, these are people who stake everything on the idea that a woman has a right to take the innocent unborn life of their child. These are people that have staked everything on the idea that children should be transitioned as a child from one gender to another. As you know, there's a United States Supreme Court case that was argued last week. Tennessee has banned the ability to transition a child from one gender to another, and the ACLU, among other groups, have argued that it's okay, to chemically castrate a two-year-old. I mean, a two-year-old, for God's sakes. It's bizarre. So if that's considered the right thing, I don't want anything to do with it. And as those kinds of ideas were expanded upon during this campaign that just occurred, and then all of this talk about Hitler, about Trump and his followers being Hitler-esque and Nazis, when all of this gruesome stuff that Democrats argue for, that they want put into public policy, it just was too much. And then my friend Peter Boldick sent me a thing, Colossians 3:13, that said, "You must forgive because the Lord God forgave you." And I was reminded of it. I knew it, but I was reminded of it because he sent that devotional. So I forgave all the people involved and I moved on, which is what I almost always do anyhow. So I'm a complex person. That's the only thing I can say. Or maybe I'm a simple guy and it was just that simple. I have no idea.
To Tokyo and Seoul from Seattle. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.